So, Scott, you and I have probably underplayed this story the last couple of days because neither you or I think he's ever going to play. And while the courts might, or a judge might have made this possible, a judge with Texas Tech ties, I think the public backlash is going to make it virtually impossible for Texas Tech to put him on the field.
There's no way. There's just no way.
Right? 248-539-9797.
Yeah, don't they already knew this going into this, right? So do they even care?
I suspect
Texas Tech doesn't care, right?
I think they're going to care.
I think they knew it was going to be this kind of fallout.
I mean, how could they?
And by the way, Sorsby is not the only one who's doing this.
No.
He's just been caught. How many backup quarterbacks are doing this that know the game plan, right?
I mean, I think the entire roster is filled with.
On every school, on every campus, mm-hmm. in every locker room.
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably hundreds of college athletes right now scared to death.
Sorsby's 22 years old, you know?
Yeah.
He ain't the only 22-year-old acting like this.
Let's go to Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? So, I think sports decline started with fantasy football because you were caring about the players, not the teams anymore, and then them forcing gambling down our throats all, constantly on TV and radio and everything. That's been a total decline. But my real question is, if you were a gambler, which I'm not, and you were betting on this game, the games that this guy played in, is there a lawsuit maybe? Like, how do I know he didn't throw an interception on purpose to, you know, make the score different?
I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know. I mean, it's
curious.
Yeah, somebody might do that. And oh, by the way, they might do it moving forward. When we talk about big changes in sports, and we do this all the time, we point out that oftentimes there are unintended consequences. And I think there was a lot of excitement, the idea of sports gambling. I think we are seeing some of the things that people didn't anticipate starting to rear their ugly head. Because you put a phone in the hand of a college kid, then give him NIL money. And they have, college kids don't always make the best decisions. This shouldn't be a huge surprise.
Just reading this tweet from Pro Football Talk. The appeals court justices in the Brendan Sorsby case all went to the Texas Tech School of Law.
So this is what's called recusing yourself.
I mean,
shouldn't these people have to step away?
You'd think. I mean, look, I get the kid wants to play football. He made a mistake and he wants to atone for that and wants to play another year. But I'm sorry, the rules are pretty ironclad. You can't do what you did. You made a horrible mistake. Get ready for the NFL draft.
And even then, I'm not sure that that's in front of him.
I think that's in front of him.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think he's got UFL written all over.
Well, he might. I mean, look, if he wants to play, I mean, UFL doesn't play until next spring. So that's when the draft is. Do you go UFL and then get drafted? I think you take your chances and go for the draft.
David in Birmingham is next. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. You kind of stole my thunder on your last take on this whole story.
Sorry.
The most bizarre, outrageous part of the story is not that a kid gambled, not that a court granted an injunction to maul and play. The most outrageous and complicit participant in this is Texas Tech. If a university says you're not going to play, it's a non-story. You may always be able to find a university that will do it. But Texas Tech is the most complicit in the entire story. It's almost analogous to people know you gamble, you don't play. It used to be you play professional ball, you don't get to play college. These guys now recruiting G League players, guys that have been drafted by the NBA. That used to be a hard and fast rule. You do those, you're done.
You know, it's interesting, David, because this started with something that, again, it was a rule change. And I think the first case, I'm not sure this is, but an early case was Diego Pavia, who played junior college football and sued for more eligibility because he said he shouldn't count for his NCAA eligibility. Well, this has led to a flurry of lawsuits where people are suing for eligibility. And when they let Pavia play, and it might not be the first, but around that time, suddenly we had a flurry of lawsuits where players were winning in court, finding a judge that would give them an injunction to allow them to get some eligibility back. And, you know, again, this is unintended consequences of a pretty major rule change.
Well, look, everything has changed over the years. When I was a kid, you go back to the 68-72 Olympics, you're an amateur, okay? Only amateurs can play. Now you have pro, you know, basketball, pro baseball, everyone else in the Olympics. There used to be a purity to the Olympics. That's gone now as well.
Yeah, it's kind of different. I don't know if it's worse. I think some people like it more. It might depend on what your preference is, college or pro sports. But the college kids had the Olympics to themselves. If you preferred pro sports, I mean, as you said, a purity, I'm not convinced that there's a good sizable portion of our country that likes pros in the Olympics. I mean, I don't, but I recognize that there are people who do.
Right.
Feedback coming in on a variety of topics. My aunt, who is 92 and was at a Whitecap and was a Whitecap season ticket holder, said she could hear the crowd at the Whitecaps game of Scooble through the walls of her nearby condo. She said it was amazingly loud. The Verlander start in Toledo in like 2017 was the biggest Mudhens game I've ever seen. That's from an unnamed texter. I think it's more exciting for the other team to have to get to face the pitcher that they will never face, be able to face again.
Yeah, I imagine if you're, I don't know who the team was that West Michigan played on Sunday, but I imagine if you're on that team, you're geeked up. You're getting an opportunity as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old to take on the 2-time Cy Young Award-winning pitcher. I'm not up there trying to work a walk. Are you?
No.
No. You're swinging, man. And Scooble's throwing strikes anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a great point.
So that's a major league slider. Okay. Duly noted. Duly noted.
Right?
99 right there in that corner, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got some work to do.
NHLers have rehab stints in the AHL after injuries, especially goalies. I don't really remember that, to be honest with you. Do they?
Sometimes, I mean, I want to say this. Sometimes it happens. I don't think it happens often.
No. Gator's Red Wing plan was at 3 a.m. when he came up with that.
No, it was not. I mean, is that far fetched? Look, if St. Louis doesn't
want that's a lyric from a Rob Thomas song.
Oh, is it?
It's 3 a.m. song, man. Come on.
Sorry, buddy. Jeez. Not a Rob Thomas guy.
Yeah. Just made me play smooth the whole damn time.
That's right. Or else forget about it.
Rico Beard has made his way in studio. Joins us now. What's up, man?
Gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. Why does it feel like it rained in here?
I don't know.
Because it feels like it's going to rain?
Okay.
Right. Affecting the outside, affecting the inside?
Maybe.
Oh, what's coming?
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
I was just saddened that you guys were on. We're not on location somewhere.
We will be later this week.
Give us a couple days.
All right.
We have a show that gets farmed out, hoard out to everybody.
Okay, they'll be at the Gordie Howe Bridge opening. Sitting on top.
You never know.
Little windy up here, Gator.
It was actually surprisingly windy yesterday, but... Yes, no, we're here. So what's on deck?
We'll talk a little bit more of Brendan Sorsby and Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. Get to the Tigers, and then a little bit of a dilemma in the 4 o'clock hour as far as the Pistons and what you're seeing in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Little contrasting styles.
Impressed with San Antonio's response last night.
I was, but they weren't going to get swept.
No, but maybe, I mean, that certainly was in play after losing the first two games at home. But they took a huge roundhouse punch in the second quarter, mm-hmm. and responded in the third quarter. Which impressed the hell out of me for a young team.
I think the referees are going to be watching out because Wimby got away with just a clubbing to the head.
That was wild. Oh, Brunson?
Yes.
He had it coming.
Brunson was ready to go.
He was. And then he's like, okay, you're twice my size. Okay, you know what? In the parking lot after this.
Yeah, hold me back. Have a great show. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. Carson Anderson, 97.1.